Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Who'da thunk it? Millennials are better at saving than other age groups. More after this.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A new survey finds Americans are saving more money than they did a year ago, and the biggest savers are millennials, those aged 18 to 29. Let's discuss the findings with Greg McBride, chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com. Greg, the Bankrate study first touched upon age groups saving 5% of their incomes. That's for starters. All age groups posted higher savings rates led by millennials. I guess they're not as careless with their money as we might think, correct?
The numbers certainly bear out the fact that millennials have a greater inclination towards savings than many of their predecessors. We've also seen in other surveys that we do that they're more hesitant about debt, a little more conservative with regard to their spending. But, you know, when it comes to savings, tip of the cap to millennials, they've actually done a very good job of establishing that safety net. They're starting to put money aside for emergencies. They've started to save for retirement at an earlier age than their predecessors. And we saw a big increase in millennials saving relative to a year ago. So it's not just putting money away, but increasing the amount that you're putting away.
That's right. As far as saving 5% of their incomes, you have 62% of millennials saving this year. That's way up from 42%. That's a pretty impressive jump.
Yes, and that is, you know, those that are saving 5% or more of their income. So what we saw a decline in was the percentage of millennials that were in the bands below that, saving less than 5%, which would just be really a token amount, or not saving anything at all. In fact, millennials were the least likely of any age group to not be saving anything at all. So, again, a higher propensity to save, but also a higher propensity to save at a higher level than what we had seen a year ago.
Right. Now, saving at least 5% of their income, 50% of older adults age 30 and up. And I guess that's a jump from a year ago as well.
Yeah, I mean, by and large, what we found is that, you know, people that were saving more than just a little bit last year, that they tended to increase what they were saving. And while we did see an increase in the percentage of Americans that weren't saving anything at all, it tended to come from those that had been barely saving to begin with. And, you know, that's indicative of an environment where, you know, wages aren't growing, and then all of a sudden the rent goes up, and, well, there goes the little bit of money that you were able to put away on a monthly basis. Those that had a more disciplined regimen in place to begin with regard to both their saving and their spending, they were in a better position to ramp up their spending, for example, if that pay raise finally comes through or if they transition from part-time employment into full-time employment.
Sure. Now, you said 21% of Americans say they're not saving any of their paychecks. Did I hear you correctly that that's also an increase from a year ago?
It is. It's up a little bit from a year ago. It was about 18% last year. And just, you know, a reflection of the fact that, you know, for a lot of people, times are still tough. And money, for a lot of people, money is very, very tight. All the more reason to try to pay yourself first and set that money aside before you have a chance to spend it. Because far too often, if you wait till the end of the month and try to save what's left over, nothing's left over.
Absolutely. But we're heartened by the fact that more Americans saved 10% last year, at least 10%, led by millennials. More Americans are saving at least 15% of their income. And meantime, the number of Americans saving less than 5% of income fell last year. So, we're becoming a nation of savers, I guess.
Well, it's we got a long way to go, but yeah, the mentality has certainly changed. And, you know, savings has really been the Achilles heel of financial security. It's the one area where consistently, month in, month out, we hear from Americans that that's the area where they don't feel like they're making progress, or the area where they know they're behind and they just can't catch up fast enough. And so the mentality is far different than it was, say, 10 years ago prior to the financial crisis. And for a lot of people, it's just a function of, you know, they get a little bit of extra money, a little bit of breathing room, that's what they need to be able to move the needle on savings. And we're, you know, starting to see some evidence of that.
Now, did the Bankrate survey break down exactly how millennials and older demographic groups are saving their money, you know, the mattress, the bank, 401k, money market, or is that for another study?
that would be, you know, delving into those deeper details that we've touched on in other surveys. This was just, you know, what percentage of your pay are you saving for any reason, be it emergencies, retirement, or anything else. So this was more of an all-inclusive number.
So you say, you know, Americans are becoming more secure about their finances to the point where they can save more money. You know, isn't this sort of a downer as far as economic growth is concerned, because saving doesn't exactly add to the economy. Spending does.
Well, I would argue, and you're right. I mean, the paradox of thrift is that if everybody saves, then nobody spends, and that's, you know, bad news for the economy. But, you know, I would argue in the long run, we're all better off if Americans have more savings and less debt. And, you know, we've seen the needle certainly move in a good direction on debt in recent years. Americans have paid down debt. They've refinanced at lower rates. And so that debt burden is lighter than it's been in many, many years. And yet savings has kind of been the laggard. And, you know, so any progress we see on that front, I think, is a positive from the standpoint of long-term financial security. I mean, after all, that burden is increasingly upon us each day, you know, particularly when it comes to retirement savings.
Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Thanks for listening to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.